ANJ fights illegal gambling with new campaign. France's gaming regulator, the Autorité Nationale des Jeux, ANJ, has unveiled a new information campaign called 100% Winner to educate the public on the risks of patronizing illegal online gaming platforms. The campaign aligns with the ANJ's 2024-2026 strategic plan, aimed at addressing critical issues in France's gambling landscape, including the threat of illegal operators. The ANJ's 100% Winner initiative comes in response to alarming findings from PwC's 2023 study, which showed millions of French gamblers frequent illegal websites. Illegal online casinos top the list as the most popular form of unauthorized gambling. Through the initiative, the ANJ aims to alert the public to the illegality of online casinos in France. The country only legalizes online poker, sports betting, and horse racing. The campaign will also raise awareness about illegal gambling risks, like addiction and financial issues. Quote, "The illegal supply of online gambling represents between 5% and 11% of the overall gambling market in France. It is particularly harmful for the players who consume it. Addiction, over-indebtedness, family problems, etc. This parallel market constitutes a real financial support for multiple international criminal organizations. This is why the ANJ is determined to use all the levers at its disposal to stop this illegal supply." Isabel Falk-Pierrotin, president of the ANJ. The 100% Winner campaign will utilize striking visuals in ads on gaming apps, web banners, Twitch, Snapchat, and TikTok and redirect users to a dedicated webpage that exposes the risks of online casinos. ANJ's crackdown on unlicensed gaming sites. In March 2022, the ANJ was given new powers to block unlicensed gambling websites from the market, even if they have not been advertising to French customers. Since then, the regulator has issued 506 administrative measures and blocked 2,365 illegal gambling URLs. To carry out its enforcement measures, the ANJ collaborates with payment providers, search engines, intermediaries, as well as national and European authorities.